1033 The Vibe. It's Spencer. National Waffles Day. We'll get to that coming up. I don't expect any fire captain Brian McGrath to stick around and sing the waffle song with me, but you're welcome to if you want.
I love waffles.
Well, hot dog, me too.
You like waffles?
Yeah, we like waffles.
Do you like pancakes?
Yeah, we like pancakes.
Do you like French toast?
Yeah, we like French toast. All you have to do is repeat what the man is saying.
Oh.
You say you like waffles, but I haven't heard it.
Oh. Can't wait to get another
waffles!
Waffles.
The second one's coming around again. It's the same thing as the first one. It's a song about waffles. Here we go. Of all of the media stuff that you're going to do this year, I promise you that's the only time you're going to be singing about waffles. Maybe, I don't know, next time we have you here.
I'm sure I'll be back.
We could waffle up. So before we get into fire season, and we have to be super serious because we're talking to the public information officer who's going to give you the information that is going to save your life and your house and all that. Before we get into fire season, putting out the information that I guess as a fire department, you're like, look, I wish we had the time to get this out to the public before all of this went down. So this is that time. So getting into fire season, what do we want people to know? What do we want people to be ready with?
Well, go to vcfd.org.
Okay.
And look up Ready, Set, Go.
Okay.
Ready, Set, Go is a program that we have nationally recognized. We in that program, we talked about how to prep.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about how fires start. So the prepping that you need to do for yourself compared to your home is different.
Okay.
When you live in these areas where it's around brush, mm-hmm. you know, we want to make sure that the brush is cleared from around your house with enough space. We want to make sure that you don't have a bunch of trash right up against your house. If you have propane tanks, you want to make sure they're nice and clear from anything that's going to be flammable. If you, we don't want to see any wood shingle roofs anymore.
Mm.
I don't even know if we would in these
area.
Rural areas.
Right.
So comp roofs, tile roofs are better. Have your attics covered. And if we don't like to see old broken down wood decks, make sure that we can get our fire engines into these houses and get out safely.
Hey, I've seen a lot of cool commercials about stuff you can spray on your house, which makes your house completely flame retardant. Is that true? Does that happen?
Well, yeah, it's semi-true. The problem with the stuff you spray on it
right.
is you have to be... before the fire, no more than maybe 3 hours on best conditions.
Okay, gotcha.
So you got to be in harm's way to do it. We do use this stuff.
Okay.
It's called, the brand we use is Thermagel. It's great. We can spray it on a house, leave, and come back, and that house is still
there.
Be there. It's amazing stuff.
So weed abatement, common sense about your flammable stuff and your, I guess, the flammable decks, propane tanks, or whatever you have around the house. I don't know if you guys are still leaning on the old, what's the old pile of oily rags?
Oh, yes. that starts fires.
Right. So getting into that, okay, weed abatement. And I just know from my family, like the whole big family, there's a property that, you know, my grandparents had up in the Tehachapi area, which caught fire. And the whole place is that. But because they had done their weed abatement, when it came time for the firefighters to choose which houses to actually save, these guys had already done half the work for them. So that house, our house is still standing when some didn't make it because we took the time to do that. And I guess, I mean, we got a little respect from the fire department at that point.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Now, that, like I said earlier, our number one priority is life.
Right.
So if we're coming into a neighborhood and you've done work to protect your house and it's going to make our job so we can get out safely.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
And when it comes down to, we've talked a little bit about protecting the structures, but as far as protecting yourselves and the people, what do you want the public to know getting into fire season? How to protect themselves?
Be ready.
Yeah.
Always be ready. You know, like you talked about earlier, you know, when it's hot and dry and windy, have your bag ready. Have your foods, medicines, have everything you need for your family, including your pets. Don't forget your pets.
I saw that when it came for Hurricane Lane, the you know, Hawaii, the authorities out there saying, hey, we need for you to have 14 days worth of stuff. They gave it an exact number, 14 days of your medication, 14 days of water, 14 days of food, you know, have that in place. Do you guys have a number like that?
I mean, 14 days is great.
Great. 14 days.
That's
it
awesome.
Is.
But I you know, it's. We don't know for sure.
Right.
I mean, residents from the Thomas Fire, they were out for 2 weeks.
Right.
Up to more.
Sure.
And I mean, and of course, you know, unfortunately, a lot didn't have anything to go back to.
Evacuations, I believe, are the thing that you guys pretty much really need for the public to, I guess, heed and obey and to listen to.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yeah, definitely.
What about the, and if you get into a situation like the Thomas Fire, where, oh, here it is again, we're being evacuated again, oh, we're being evacuated again, now we're being evacuated from, you know, mudslide reasons or whatever the deal is, combating evacuation fatigue, what can be done?
It's just, you could follow different sites, you know, follow us on VCFD _PIO. We update that when there's any kind of emergency going on. If you have another local agency, you can follow their Twitter. Here in Ventura County, we have close working relationships with Oxnard and Ventura City, as well as OES. We have emergency phone numbers we can contact, so you can get the most up-to-date information to see if it's truly
a need for evacuation. So there you go. I guess qualifying the evacuation notice on your own, making sure that it applies to you, I guess, you know, and making sure that you're not evacuating for no reason on your own, I guess, will be a decent way of kind of combating that. And I'd say it's almost an inevitable fatigue.
It is. But when you look at the big scheme of things, mm-hmm. I would rather be put out of my way for a few hours and have my family safe than to be stressed out, wondering what's going on.
And that was mirrored kind of, you know, with my broadcast through that time, is as I'm telling people, I'm like, okay, you're under a mandatory evacuation zone. I am aware that I said that yesterday and that your house has not been destroyed today, but I'm just telling you my broadcast today is completely different because we're not dealing with loss of human life. It is a great inconvenience for everybody in the area, but we're not dealing with a loss of human life. And you said that was job one for you guys.
Yes, job one. No loss of human life. And that's what we strive to do every time. So when we asked for you to get out, we need it. I mean, and it's not just for your safety, it's for my safety as well.
So this morning with Captain Brian McGrath of Ventura County Fire, he's the public information officer. He's going to be the guy that's going to be giving us all of our updates and our information as we're neck deep in fire season. But before we get into it, basically what we've kind of covered this morning is the starts of fires. Surprising and not surprising. Animals, power companies, it is actually rarer, even though we, you know, it seems like normal for our Thomas Fire, because that is the conversation. It's rarer than has kind of been showcased locally.
Yes, yes. Yeah, definitely. It doesn't happen very often. The power companies do a very good job of ensuring safety. But, I mean, accidents do happen.
And the thing is, that whether it's arson, whether it's an animal, whether it's a power company, whether it's lightning strikes, all of these things seem to be just kind of acts, uncontrollable acts that we just have to be ready for on this side. So the things that we can do to be ready for all of these uncontrollable acts, weed abatement, I don't think that any of that's taking people by surprise, taking care of your property, making sure that you yourself are not just a ready-to-go pile of tinder.
Yes.
At that point. And heeding the evacuation warnings and making sure that you're prepared with your medicine, your water, your whatever the deal is. Should you have to shelter in place? Does the fire department ever use words like, shelter in place? Because I know that when it came mudslide time, that was the talk. But with fires?
Yeah. Different situations. We have big canyons here in Ventura County. Mm-hmm. And like in the Thomas Fire, the Wheeler Canyon area,
right?
That canyon got cut off. So we had to shelter everybody in that canyon and keep them safe within their homes and within the area. That we had plenty of, we're constantly doing fuel management up there. So we had plenty of areas to keep people safe and keep them up there. But yes, definitely there are times of shelter in place. We're ideally not going to be leaving you alone when we ask you to shelter in place.
And with that shelter in place, I think is the backing that you're saying, you know, just be in touch with the information that we're putting out there.
Yeah.
Because that really kind of qualifies you, that arms you with knowing what's going on in the area. I mean, when there's loss of cell towers and stuff like that, I know that can be a little tougher, but still having access to that information, making sure that you're in touch with the information that's going out from your local fire agencies, I guess, is the best armament that we could be looking for.
Definitely. And then, you know, those people that live in those areas where that potential exists, we have talked to them and we've educated them, and they're very aware of where they're at and emergency situations.
Captain Brian McGrath, Ventura County Fire Department, your public information officer. The next time that I'm speaking to him, it's going to be probably under less favorable circumstances, but wanted to take the time this morning just to get it out there so that when we're in the middle of fire season, I wish we could have told the public this, woulda, coulda, shoulda, something just to take the time to do that today. Even myself, you know, as we're going through that, I don't want to sell fear. I don't want to oversell it, but I don't want to undersell it. at the same time. So I think taking the time to just kind of put people in that space of preparedness this morning is probably some of the best moves we can make.
Yes, definitely. And I really appreciate you giving me the time to come in here.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure. Always a pleasure to see my boy Spencer.
Captain Brian McGrath, I've known him for a minute. Very proud of the rising the ranks and excited. The moment I saw that you were the PIO for our area, I'm like, great, we got a PIO. But unfortunately, in order for me to talk to him, we're going to be going through hell to get to that point. So I want to take the time to, you know, get you in this morning, get the word out.
Well, my door is always open. Give me a call. We'll come in and we'll talk again before we have these big emergencies.
And one more time, following the Ventura County Fire Department on Twitter.
On Twitter, VCFT at Twitter. We also have an Instagram account. And, of course.
Links to everything on your social media at what website?
VCFT.org.
Captain Brian McGrath of the Ventura County Fire Department. Before we get into fire season, you got him here on 103.3 The Vibe.